Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Queen musical We Will Rock You comes to the Buell Theater in the Denver Performing Arts Complex on Wednesday, October the 16th. It's the story of Galileo and Scaramouche trying to save rock and roll. They team up with the Bohemians to battle Global Soft, which is led by the Killer Queen, played by Crystal Chance, who joins us on the phone right now. Hello, Crystal.
Good morning.
Did I get the plot pretty correct?
You got it pretty correct.
All right. So this is taking the music of Queen, and it's not just performing the music, but it's using it to tell a story.
Correct.
And you get to play the villain. How fun is that?
It's so much fun. I'm the villain, but I'm still lovable. So, you know, again, best of both worlds.
Now, what numbers do we get to hear in the show, and what numbers do you get to perform?
We get to hear Somebody to Love, Who Wants to Live Forever, Bohemian Rhapsody, of course, We Will Rock You, You Are the Champion, and I get to sing Killer Queen. That's my favorite number, my staple number. Now I'm Here, Fat Bottom Girls, and Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, fun. Now, were you a fan of Queen when you were growing up?
I knew of them. I didn't know, I loved the music, but I didn't know that they actually made all these amazing songs. But as I got cast for the show, I got into the music a bit more, and it's just amazing.
And were you surprised at how theatrical it is and how well it lends itself to a stage performance?
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't know if they planned this, but all the songs just fit so well. In a theater musical form. It's just amazing.
Now, this has the blessing of the members of Queen because the original production in 2002 that was on the West End in London, Brian May and Roger Taylor of Queen were the original musical directors. And then the story was actually written by a British comedian, Ben Elton. I was a big fan of Blackadder, one of the funniest British television shows, and he was a writer on that. So I'm assuming that the storyline, obviously Queen was very campy, I'm assuming the storyline has a lot of humor in it as well.
It has so much humor, so many puns, so many dad jokes.
So I'll be right at home with the dad jokes then. That's great. I love live theater. I was not a huge Queen fan when I was younger. I kind of came to them a little bit later in life, I would say. When I was a teenager, it wasn't quite what I was listening to. But definitely have come to appreciate them. And certainly through the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, which I went and saw with my family. Did you get a chance to see that movie?
I did see it.
Now, that was more just kind of lip-syncing their music. Again, this is an original story that uses the music in the plot.
Yeah, there's no lip-syncing in this show where we're all singing all the vocals live. We're dancing our hearts out and singing it, and it's just amazing. Our lead, Trevor, he is incredible. His vocals are stellar, and when you hear him, you're just going to be blown away.
Now, does he channel Freddie Mercury?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. That's a difficult thing to do. The show is called We Will Rock You, the Queen musical. It's at the Buell Theater in the Denver Performing Arts Complex Wednesday, October 16th for one show only. Artscomplex.com is where you can get tickets, or you can also win some at 99.5themountain.com. We're talking to Crystal Chance, who plays Killer Queen. How many shows have you guys performed on the tour so far?
Oh, I don't even know. I lost count a while ago. I would say over 50 or 60 shows so far.
Singing the songs of Queen for 50 or 60 nights, even if you have a night off here or there, must be a little bit of a trick for a vocal performer. How do you keep yourself in shape on the road to do that?
Lots and lots of sleep. When I have a day off, I take a day off. No partying for me.
And do you guys tour with a live band?
Yes, we do.
Excellent. Well, as I mentioned, I love seeing things live in a theater setting like this. Live music, nothing beats it. And the music of Queen has been woven into the storyline of We Will Rock You again Wednesday, October 16th, Buell Theater, Denver Performing Arts Complex, artscomplex.com for tickets, or win them at 99.5themountain.com. Crystal Chance is the Killer Queen in the show. Enjoy your time in Denver, and we look forward to seeing the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.